On Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court announced landmark rulings on marriage equality. That was immediately followed by a flurry of negative responses from the right and, sadly, primarily the religious right. The court is not undoing anything godly, nor can it, but it is also way past time to end a situation where a segment of our population has its basic civil rights restricted in the name, at least in part, of somebody else's religious convictions. Religious liberty is a river that runs both ways. So when the Family Research Council, the Catholic bishops, Southern Baptist, and other groups denounce marriage equality in terms of faith, they are violating the very principle they're claiming to defend. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's the promise of this country, not life, liberty, and the pursuit of holiness. But that's not stopping some of these groups from loudly promising and organizing to defy the court's rulings. On this week's show, we'll discuss what that might look like with Kevin Ekstrom of Religion News Service. We're also going to talk about the immediate real-life ramifications of the Supreme Court's actions with Leslie Gable Brett of Lambda Legal. But first, we have the honor of getting a reaction to the DOMA and Prop 8 rulings from not one, but two legendary civil rights activists who both happen to be retired but very busy Episcopal bishops. I'm very pleased to welcome back to State of Belief Radio the Right Reverend Gene Robinson, the retired bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of New Hampshire, and the one man who, from the day the Supreme Court agreed to hear these cases, we knew we absolutely had to have on the show to react to whatever the outcome would be. Gene, thanks for being with us again on State of Belief.
It's a happy day to be here. Thank you so much.
You know the question coming. What was your reaction to the DOMA and Prop 8 rulings?
I continue to be amazed at how significant it is for me and other LGBT people to have the affirmation of the state. You work for it for 20 or 30 years, but when it comes, it is still an astounding thing.
Mm-hmm.
To have the society of which you are part finally say, you're welcome to be here. And in fact, you deserve what everyone else has been enjoying for generations. It's just a wonderful thing. And my heart has been full ever since.
Who's the first person you called?
Well, now, who do you think? I called my husband. Yeah, we've been together for 25 years and married since January 1st of 2010.
When you were leading the fight for inclusivity at great personal and professional risk, did you honestly think this day would come in our lifetime?
As I was growing up, nothing like this remotely occurred to me. I mean, it was so far out of the realm of possibility that you didn't even imagine it. But in the last 10 years, I have been incredibly hopeful. I mean, I'm always hopeful, right? I mean, that's what Christians are.
Yeah.
But in the last 10 years, seeing this momentum forward has just been thrilling. And I hoped that we would see it. I'm still hoping that I will see marriage equality across the nation before I leave this good earth and go home to God.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up the momentum, because I've been hearing a lot of commentators say that they're just amazed at how quickly the tide turned on LGBT issues in general and on marriage in particular. My hunch is it doesn't feel like it's been all that quick for you, does it?
Well, you know, some of us have been working on this for a long time. But I must say that the last decade to the two or three decades before that has seemed really remarkable.
Yeah.
I don't think ever in the history of the movement has there been so much movement forward in such a short period of time. And, you know, I think the reason we are where we are in this last 10 years and making this kind of progress is that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, people would have told you they didn't know anyone gay. And now, is there a family left in America that doesn't know some family member, some former classmate, some coworker to be gay or lesbian, bisexual or transgender. And yeah. that has made all the difference, because when people know us, when this issue comes up, a face comes up with it. Mm-hmm. And often a relationship that they know about comes up.
Yeah.
Just simply not willing to believe the things they've been told historically about us. And they're no longer willing to treat us unfairly. Every American knows what fair is, and this just stinks of unfairness. And so the tide has changed.
Are you concerned at all, Gene, about the backlash in the short term?
No. Let me tell you why. You get a 51% vote. You've got 49% who didn't agree with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes time for that to normalize and for people to adjust. You know, one of the things that we found in New Hampshire is we got civil unions in 2008. And when we were pushing then for marriage equality, we were able to say to the legislature, you remember all of those draconian things that were going to happen if we got civil unions, you know, mm-hmm. like the end of Western civilization as we know it? Anybody see any of that happening? And, of course, even those opposed had to say, no, not really.
Uh-huh.
And that's how quickly things normalize. When people see that their marriages aren't affected by this, their church, their synagogue, their mosque, does not have to bless these unions, this will become old news and really kind of boring, which would be a wonderful place to be.
You know, I've heard you say several times in the past, speaking of the Episcopal Church, this is the church that is risking its life for people like me. Does this validate the risks of the Episcopal Church, and will it help move opposing factions within religious institutions toward reconciliation?
You know, we have been accused of following the culture rather than being a gadfly to the culture. And what I say in response to that is, you know, what if God is working in the culture? I mean, it seems to me that God is going to do God's will and God's justice work with or without the church.
Mm-hmm.
And if God is working in the culture, and then a denomination recognizes God in that work and joins God there, that's a good thing. Not only is it not something to be ashamed of, it is something to be proud of. And I think more and more people will face into the question we've really been asking, which is, could the church have gotten this wrong all these years? The way we got it wrong for countless generations, using scripture to justify the denigration and subjugation of women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the answer to that is yes. And that's really what churches and people of faith are struggling with now. Could this be one of those moments in which the Holy Spirit is leading us into this truth that's always been there, but we've not been able to perceive it?
J.B. Phillips, an English scholar, had written a book a long time ago called Your God is Too Small.
I've got it on my bookshelf. I love that book,
yeah.
And the title says it all about the little boxes that we put God in that God refuses to stay in.
Yeah, I mean, God refuses to stay in just the church. And when you talk about the Spirit moving in social progress, that's not heresy. That's a broad view of God that we see revealed in Scripture.
In John's Gospel, where the night before he dies for us, Jesus says to his disciples, there is much that I would teach you, but you cannot bear it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I will send the Holy Spirit, who will lead you into all truth. And, you know, I think he was saying, look, for a bunch of uneducated, rough fishermen, you haven't done too badly.
Mm-hmm.
But don't think for a minute that God is done with you or that God will be done with those who follow you, because the Holy Spirit has still got more to teach you that you simply can't bear right now. And so I will send the Holy Spirit to lead you into all truth. And I think this is one of those moments.
The Right Reverend Gene Robinson is the retired bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of New Hampshire, the first openly gay bishop in his denomination. Gene has helped pave the way for much of the forward progress we've seen in recent decades. Gene, I thank you for taking time to be with us again on State of Belief Radio.
It has been my pleasure, as it always is with you, Weldon, and let's rejoice together in this.